All right, Rebecca. So as you and I were just discussing, there's a lot of action that's taking place from January until now. Obviously, first and foremost, the North American Free Trade Agreements are progressing from what we hear. And from the U.S. Dry Bean Council's perspective or from what you've heard about NAFTA, I guess, what is your current take on the situation?
Yeah, well, I guess I'm feeling a bit more optimistic these days, and we keep hearing this early May date when the three parties are saying they're going to have an agreement in principle. So, you know, the question is, what does in principle mean exactly? From what we know, there's been progress made on the different chapters of the agreement. So there's definitely progress being made. There are some really sticky points, and a lot of those are in the agricultural text where, you know, those are going to really take a while to work through. Things like the sunset clause in Chapter 19. And I'm hoping that, you know, this week there is a ministerial level talk happening on NAFTA, which is good. I'm hoping they'll be able to push through some of that. And I think that there's kind of a bit of an added urgency because, you know, Mexico is having their presidential elections in July. And, we don't know what's going to happen, but right now the front runner for that election is a gentleman who has run many times before and who has been known to say things that you know, make the other parties question whether or not he would support getting a new NAFTA deal. And so that could potentially slow things down. And I think that's added some urgency to try to get this done definitely before July. But what we keep hearing is an agreement in principle before mid-May. And I also think just in general, the trade environment has been so complex these days for farmers and growers. I think the situation with the Section 232 steel tariffs and, you know, things that are going on with China has made it very clear that you know, if we have a standstill in our trade agreements, or if we get stuck on trade agreements, that the U.S. agricultural sector really suffers. Mm-hmm. And you know, there's been talk of the administration saying, well, they want to provide some relief to farmers because of the hit that they're taking on sort of this general trade environment, and in particular, what's been happening with China. Of course, we as the dry bean industry, we don't export to China, but still, you know, what happens in agriculture affects all of us. So I think there's a sense that, you know, U.S. farmers, you know, the line that I've heard is we would rather have trade than aid. In other words, instead of finding some way to give us relief, we want to have open markets that we can trade. And I think that message has come across very clear from the farm sector and from international trade groups like the U.S. Dry Bean Council and all of our, you know, co-collaborators in this world of export promotion. And I think that's probably given a bit of impetus to get this NAFTA deal done as well.
So, like you said, obviously, with dry beans, China really isn't a market for us. But for the markets that we do have, obviously, Mexico is an important trading partner and a part of that NAFTA agreement. With maybe some of these trade tensions or trade uncertainty or trying to work towards these agreements, have we seen any, I guess, influences or impacts on the dry bean markets currently?
Well, you know, I guess yes and no. You know, any level of uncertainty in the trade environment affects everybody in some way. But, you know, when we look at the bottom line numbers, in actuality, we're doing okay. We're having a pretty good year. Our exports are up slightly. Our exports to Mexico are up slightly. And, you know, there's so many different things that figure into the export performance of dry beans or of any commodity. Certainly, one of them is having these trade agreements in place that give us preferential market access through low or preferential entry tariffs. But another important factor for us is what happens in these global markets. And certainly if a country has an off year in terms of their own production, it puts us in a good position. And so I think that's an important factor. And I'm very thankful that our exports around the world are looking healthy. They're looking good. We're coming off of a good production year. So, of course, we want to make sure we keep those markets open. But at the same time, you know, like I said, the answer is yes and no. We are seeing markets respond to that uncertainty by saying to themselves, well, I don't know if the U.S. is going to be a reliable trade partner for me, and I need to make sure that I have a plan B in place. I've seen in Mexico, which is our top export market and is so critical to us, that even though we're having a good year and we will hopefully always continue to have a strong trade partnership, they're looking elsewhere. You know, they have been hosting delegations from Argentina. And for the first time, Argentina has exported some beans to Mexico. And so I feel pretty confident saying that if we didn't have this general level of uncertainty with regards to NAFTA, that may not have happened. So, you know, that's certainly something you don't want to see. It makes us a little uncomfortable. But at the end of the day, our performance in terms of exports to Mexico this year has been healthy, and we're pleased with it. And we will keep focusing on that market, and we're going to keep fighting to make sure this NAFTA deal gets done as soon as possible.
So as you and I both know, Rebecca, obviously a part of trade is establishing those relationships. And I know during the winter months, the U.S. Dry Bean Council undergoes, you know, trade missions to keep those relationships and develop new relationships with potential dry bean markets. As I understand, you guys just got back from the Caribbean, or is there anything you want to share about some of your trade missions?
Well, actually, the trade missions go on into the summer months as well.
Okay.
Obviously, winter is better time because our members have an easier schedule and they can travel more freely to visit different parts of the world. It gets a little bit more difficult when the weather warms up and planting starts, and that's the priority. But we run our missions actually all year. So, and you're right, they do tend to get a little bit busier in winter. We kind of start in February. We have our big Bean Congress in Mexico, and then we go and we take folks to South America. We take folks to Colombia. We take folks to our important Caribbean markets like the Dominican Republic. And we do this every year. We're also going to be going to Brazil. We go and take a look at what's happening with our competition in Argentina. We'll probably be doing something in Turkey a little bit later, probably taking folks into sub-Saharan Africa. So we try to cover the whole world. These trade missions are so critical because we do have these longstanding partnerships with several of our buyers and customers around the world. And it's really important for them. You know, of course, we share with them throughout the year information on our own plantings and production, but it's really important for them to be able to meet our growers and dealers and processors in person, hear from them in person, just as it's really important for our own folks to get on the ground and see what's happening in these markets, to see, you know, who's buying, what are the patterns, what's the overall environment, where are the beans going, what are they used for, what are the consumption trends. So we do this every year. We did just have a mission that returned from Jamaica and the Dominican Republic. Dominican Republic, of course, is our number one export market in the Americas region, not including Mexico. So if we look at the Americas, take out Mexico, Dominican Republic is our top export market. And that's very important to us. We spend a lot of time cultivating those relationships. And so I think that's a critical mission. Later on this year, we're going to do it at the end of August. We're actually going to be doing the reverse and bringing our customers and buyers over here, which we do every year as well. And so there will be folks, probably 15 to 20 international buyers coming in and visiting bean country and hopefully getting to see a bit of the harvest and meet with folks. And during that time, what we do is we set up one-on-one business meetings. We take our buyers out into the fields. We let them take a look at the process here to see how our bean industry works. So I think putting those pieces together, you know, all of the folks that we like to take all around the world and get to know the buyers in their own countries and see how things work, and then getting a chance to host all of those buyers back here in the U.S. right when we're harvesting, so if they can get a look at how things work, get in to see some of the plants, get to meet with some of the processors, and look at the elevators. I think it's a really critical and eye-opening experience for them. That's always been one of our successful events that we run every year, and we will be doing that again a little bit earlier this year at the end of August.
The final question I had for you, as you alluded to, producers are starting to get busy this time of year. Have you heard anything so far about this upcoming growing season?
Well, you know, I think what we know, and the planning intention report has come out. Last year was, you know, a good year. We had an increase in our acres from the year before. And I think what most of the folks are saying is that there'll be a slight downturn in 2018. So, you know, it kind of varies from state to state. Some states or some regions might be up slightly, like we're seeing, you know, a slight uptick in what's intended for planting in Minnesota, but a slight downturn for what's intended in North Dakota. But overall, I mean, you know, it looks like we're going to be planting more or less a very similar size crop, maybe a 3% decrease. And I think that's, you know, that's kind of not unexpected. We're still looking at a larger planting than what we had, say, in 2016, which was a much smaller year. So I think, you know, these things happen, and, you know, there's so many factors that weigh in on that. You know, maybe sometimes it could be a bit of a correction. Maybe there's some, you know, disturbance in the overall trade environment that makes people hesitate a little bit. But I think in general, 2018 looks like it's going to be another pretty good year, even if it's a slight decrease in acres from 2017.